everyone, and welcome back to the Conservative Woman's Guide. I'm your host, Peyton Smith. Today, I'm joined by Olivia Krolchek, Riley Game Center Ambassador, Campus Reform Reporter, and student at the University of Cincinnati for an episode on the Conservative Woman's Guide to Combating Censorship on Campus. While pursuing a major in chemistry at the University of Cincinnati, Olivia was given a failing grade for one of her assignments for using the term biological woman. Olivia's post about her experience on TikTok reached more than 6 million views before it was deleted from the platform for, quote, community guideline violations. Later, Olivia was banned from TikTok for speaking the truth. Men and women are different. After she contacted the university's Office of Gender Equity and Inclusion, Olivia's project was regraded by another professor and she earned an A. It's not uncommon for a professor's political opinions to influence their grading, and it unfortunately often affects conservative students. Fear of poor grades is a common reason that conservatives remain silent about their opinions on campus. Before we get into the interview, make sure you're subscribed to Conservative Woman's Guide wherever you get your podcasts, and if you haven't already, leave us a 5-star review. Welcome, Olivia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So can you tell us about the class assignment you turned in that the professor gave you a 0 for?
Yeah, so I had to take a DEI-required course at University of Cincinnati. And in this course, we had to do a project on feminism. And we could choose any topic we wanted as long as we could relate it to feminism. So I chose to write about the rights and opportunities that women have had in athletics throughout time. And in doing so, I used the term biological woman. And I think that was like the conservative student in me trying to not get in trouble, since it was such a controversial topic that I was writing about. But obviously that did not work and I did get in trouble. And the professor ultimately said, hey, you had solid work, but because you used the term biological woman, that's transphobic, so you get a 0.
That's crazy. And I totally relate to the whole conservative student trying to suppress your opinions and viewpoints during your assignments. Been there. What made you decide to take it further and contact the university's Office of Gender Equity and Inclusion?
I didn't really know what to do. So I had been working on an email to send back and forth with my professor, with my mom. Actually, we sat at the counter and we were like, okay, this is probably going to go one step further at this point. So we made sure, like, professional email, got everything perfect in there. But going back and forth with the professor, I realized she thinks that sex is not binary and that I was being transphobic. So I was looking at resources on the University of Cincinnati website, and I came across this gender equity office, and I was like, I'd give it a shot because I just don't know what else to do. So I had emailed them. It took like 2 weeks until I actually like got in contact with someone, was able to have a meeting and stuff like that. It just shows that they actually did not care about what was going on. So then we eventually got moved over to the Title IX office, and they were able to have a different professor grade my work.
So your story garnered a lot of views when you posted about your experience on TikTok. What kind of comments and messages did you receive after that post?
Yeah, so I got a lot of hate, but also a lot of support. It was very weird. It really surprised me how nasty people can be. I never expected that, and it makes me wonder, like, how do they become that way? You know, I've been bullied from everything, for like my looks to the way I talk. I have a hearing loss, and people are making fun of the way I talk. But I've also received a lot of support saying, hey, you know what, thank you so much for speaking up about this. I have a daughter who plays soccer, and I want her to be able to play against women only when she grows up. So it's definitely been back and forth. But I guess I would say that, you know, you just have to ignore all of the hate because they really just have nothing better to do with themselves.
Yeah. Did your peers say anything in either support or condemnation? We have a lot of students who, once they start speaking out about their conservative views on campus, they actually lose a lot of friends. Was that kind of your experience?
Yeah, so I actually lost all my friends but one. So, and I know it sounds sad, but you know, it just shows that they really weren't my friends. I received messages from almost all of them, and the one that really stuck out to me was, hey, Olivia, like, I see what you're doing on social media. Please remove me from all of our accounts. Like, I don't want to be associated with a bigot. And I was like, you play sports too. I'm protecting you in reality. And she just wanted nothing to do with me. So
that's so crazy because you as a person didn't change. You just started to speak out about your views.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, all my friends knew that I was conservative to begin with. So I guess they just didn't want to be associated with a name that had some attention at this point.
Yeah. Prior to this experience, have you seen or experienced anything similar on campus?
Not exactly being failed, for my opinion. Well, actually, in that same class, we had a discussion board where the professor said it was like all white men are privileged, blah, 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 and we had to discuss it. So I put, well, actually, it's not fair to generalize and say that all white men are privileged. So I got points off for that. But aside from this class, I've noticed that I've like suppressed my opinions before, which I am ashamed to say, but I have like avoided talking about things that I normally would have just because I didn't want to get a bad grade. I didn't want to lose friends. I didn't want my teacher to think negatively of me.
Honestly, it's a sad truth because it's happened, I feel like, to every single one of our students. Has anything like this happened since on your campus, or have you heard of similar stories happening to other women on college campuses?
Yeah, actually, I've heard so many stories of this happening across the nation. I've received hundreds of messages, and I know 100 sounds like a lot, and it is. It's a little overwhelming to see how many students this is happening to. And one of the messages I received, actually, was from someone in 2007 who was a student at University of Cincinnati, and he gave me the name of his professor, the class, and what happened, very similar story to mine. And that professor is still teaching at the school. So it blows my mind. I just wonder how many more students this has happened to that we don't even know about.
Yeah. How have people reacted to you? You've definitely taken on more of a public profile since this whole experience. What kind of opportunities has speaking up led to? Now you're an ambassador for the Riley Gaines Center. You're a campus reform reporter.
So those are definitely some huge, huge parts that I've taken on, and I'm very excited for it. So with the Riley Gaines Center, we've been traveling like to different schools across the nation and just speaking up. And, you know, telling them my story, telling them, hey, this is what can happen if you do speak up, and I understand, but we're here to help you. And let them know that we actually do need everyone to speak up because we have power in numbers. And I would definitely say, like, the opportunities I've had for speaking not only just to students, but to adults, which is a little scary speaking to people who have years and years more wisdom than I do. But yeah, it's been incredible to let them know, like, hey, look what's happening. Like, this is happening to your kids, to your grandkids, and gonna happen to your great grandkids if you guys don't stand up too.
Yeah. And I know we've heard a lot of older generations say, like, they want to know what's happening on college campuses. They aren't aware. You see it in schools all the time where parents and grandparents just aren't informed about what's going on. So I think it's absolutely amazing that you're taking the step to speak up and let them know so something can change.
Yeah, thank you. And it is like amazing to see their reactions when I tell them what happened to me. They're like,
they're shocked.
We're questioning that a woman and a man are not the same thing. So
yeah,
it's crazy to see like how in disbelief they are of what's happening in society.
Yeah, the generational differences really come to light. How can other students on college campuses deal with the censorship that they're facing, and like how can they stand up for themselves?
I would say the best way to go about that is to reach out to, if you have like a Turning Point group, or if you have honestly any group, like a leadership institute group, anything conservative on your campus, reach out to those students and see like, hey, are you guys able to help me? And if that doesn't work, go to an adult on campus, the Title IX office, something like that. And you can always contact me, Riley, or any of the other ambassadors at the Riley Gaines Center.
Yeah. How important has it been having that support system? And you mentioned your mom helped you write the letter to the office. Like, how has that really empowered you?
Oh, it's definitely been like a lifesaver. I would not have been able to do this alone. Even just like the media interviews and stuff, that just took over my entire life to begin, like the first 2 months that this happened. I'm so thankful for the support I've had, because it's hard when it feels like the entire world pretty much just hates you.
Yeah.
A couple people like at the Riley Gaines Center, and my mom and my dad, who are like, no, we're here for you. We will help you. Like, we understand. And that really has been a saving grace.
If you could give your freshman self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a hard one, because I have a lot. But I guess I would say speak out more. I wish I spoke out as a freshman. I wish that I didn't like cower down and like hide my opinions. I wish I was just outspoken about this my whole life, because that would have made me like more confident now. But also, like, I guess realize who your true friends are. and don't get too attached to them because one thing like this can happen and they're gone. So you just have to realize, like, not everyone is going to be there for you, but find out who those people are who are going to stay there for the rest of your life. Yeah.
I love that. Totally relate. I wish I spoke out sooner when I was in college. What are you looking forward to most in your future? What are you going to be doing now after all of this has happened?
That's a good question. Everyone keeps saying, like, what's going to happen after, but I don't know when there's going to be an after, so I can't really plan for it. Like, I don't know when all of this stuff is going to end. I don't know when DEI is going to be gone. I don't know when men are actually going to stop competing in women's sports. So this is my future right now, and I plan on staying in the fight as long as I have to.
Well, it's inspiring hearing you say that. Thank you so much for joining us today, Olivia. It's been such a pleasure getting to interview you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
It was truly great to get to interview Olivia and hear firsthand how she's been able to combat being censored on campus. Subscribe to the Conservative Woman's Guide wherever you get your podcasts so that new episodes automatically download. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with your friends. We'll see you next week.